belly up to the radio. It's time to sit back, chill out, and enjoy another episode of Shots in the Night.
Good evening. We have a surprise show tonight because many of the Shots in the Night folks are preparing for the Fringe Festival. You will have 5 chances during the Fringe Festival to see a staged version of a typical Shots in the Night broadcast. Details can be found at kcfringe.org. Tonight, you will be treated to poetry. If you think you don't like poetry, you are in for a pleasant surprise. You will enjoy already published works in a variety of styles by 12 poets, all local. This show is about our city, its people, its feelings, its life. Many of these poems are more like storytelling, as they do not have rhyme or have regular meter. A few are surprisingly short but potent pieces. I'm Rosina Bomley, and I will be reading the selections along with one of the poets himself, so you don't get bored with just my voice. We are very grateful to have Jason Prue helping us with this project. So, on with the show. Sharon Eicher is a very familiar person on the local poetry scene. She is involved in more ways than we have time to mention. She is a mentor to many, and she hosts monthly shows at the Writer's Place and the Uptown Arts Bar. We will begin our show with 2 of her works. My Elvis Didn't Die, by Sharon Eicher. Old, fat, and 50, my Elvis didn't die naked and addicted, sitting on a toilet in a hotel in Vegas. No, not my Elvis. My Elvis was lost when he attempted a spectacular leap over the moon astride his guitar. The only proof I have of this can be seen in the night sky, where a trail of glitter, shaken loose and scattered across the heavens, still lights up the night. Glitter from the jacket and the bell-bottoms of the white polyester suit he was wearing the last time I saw him. Grandma Had a Lover, by Sharon Eicher. Pull on your girdle, powder your nose, wear that dress smells like mothballs, go off to church to see God. Sing, Rock of Ages, sing, Amazing Grace. Sit down, stand up for Jesus, and wait for the rapture. Sunday morning, a time to be so pure. Sunday morning, you're better than the heathen. Sunday morning, you don't have to put up with that mean old man you married, 'cause you got a date with Jesus. Hallelujah! Relationships are fertile fodder for poetry. Our next 3 poems, by 3 different poets, reflect the range of issues to be addressed. The first of these is by Gregory Sinek, an engineer by day, who recently had his first book of poetry published. The next is by Michelle Pond, poet, photographer, and grief support volunteer. The third poem in this set is by Jeanette Powers, a powerful voice and local advocate of all things poetic.
Uncle Johnny's Freckles, by Gregory Sinek. 5 years old, looking at the freckles that covered his body, every square inch of it, according to my older sister Kay, age 6.
I tell you, Gregory, they're everywhere. I saw him naked in the bathroom. They're even on his...
She runs off, squealing. So I say, Uncle Johnny, why don't you get the doctor to cut him off? Uncle Johnny laughs like he has thought of this before. Yes, indeed, I could do that. But then I'd just have scars all over my body. Those freckles were just about the best thing about Uncle Johnny.
The Women's Interstate Network, by Michelle Pond. The letters written by the women in the family kept them connected across the miles and through the years. The points of origin were on each coast, in the desert, and near the Great Lakes, These were the epistles of Lil, Stell, and Jean, Zena, Camille, and Mary, and Anne, M, and Roxy. They carried news of brothers and sisters and their spouses and children, of home and places never seen by the readers. Some were written in the same Catholic school cursive. The words spoke from the paper in distinctive voices, heard with the heart instead of the ears. No matter how far the letters had traveled, when they were read, the authors were as close as the next sentence. To the Girl on the Phone During the Whole Damn Show by Jeanette Powers. I know we're born knowing nothing, that learning don't come easy to everyone, and that Mama sometimes lets us down. But honey, come on, you really need to be told to put your phone down? You're looking cute in that blue glow and all, but seriously, you are literally missing the whole damn show. And bless your heart, it's disrespectful. I'm going to post a Vine of me rolling my eyes so you finally see how the rest of us see you. Disengaged, disinterested, disdainful. I'm sure some superficial follow just liked your selfie on Instabrand. Or you need to stalk that new friend request on your Flakebook. Honey, you need to be told that everyone notices how you are all alone in every profile pic. You need to be told people will treat you like you treat them, and so if everyone you know is rude or cruel, unfair or fake, it's most likely a reflection of how you do. You need to be told that there ain't a filter in the phone that can gussy up the way you act in the real wide world, and our memory don't get lost by dropping us in water. Honey, you need to be told it's actual people who are going to be left when the power goes out, when the cell service fails, and you don't swipe right to get a ride to the emergency room. Honey, you need to be told what that eye roll is really all about. It's because we're all standing around feeling lonely, wondering if he likes you, hoping what you said gets a laugh. But the difference between us and that screen is that this moment can't ever happen again. There's no pause, no scroll back up. You can't reload the video. There's no screenshot. Every time you build that cell wall between you and now, your conviction is a verdict, not a creed. Solitary confinement, not solidarity. Honey, you are so far gone. You need to be told that you should probably make some friends, not just catfish for your future husband. You need to be told that your whole is not the whole of you, that friends watch your back, stand up for you, rescue you when you are stranded. You need to be told that friends know you, and that being known and loved for who you are through everything you don't know and all the eye rolls is quite possibly the greatest thing in the entire world. And best thing of that, your friends will tell you what you need to be told. Kansas City's heart beats to the pulse of music. So we must include some poems about music. The first in this set of four poems is by Brandon Whitehead, who hosts a monthly poetry reading at the Speakeasy at Swordfish Tom's. Then we'll hear again from Gregory Sinek. Linda K. Davis will be recognized by many for her local involvement in Fool Killer and the band Rosie's Bar and Grill. She wrote the next poem while she was living in Alaska, reminiscing about Kansas City. The last poem in this set is another one by Brandon Whitehead. Untitled Number 5 by Brandon Whitehead. Music moves. But this funk pours and pelts down like dirty neon, novelty-sized beer labels, and split red vinyl with the stuffing puffing out. It's like continually faking a surprise in beat. Jazz, the rhythm of jazz, looking for a way out, back in. Strange attractors, instruments in a poor poet's simile. Or is it metaphor, he said. Changing beats. A short solo, to be sure, but then the best is always less. piano accompaniments in refrain, pianissimo rain, moving concrete, brick and mortar, the city flowing into rivers, into the ocean. Every night we dress for the sky in the palest colors while the music goes out to jam with the big boys across every wave you can see, baby, every wave you can see. The Poet and the Bluesman by Gregory Sinek. The poet loves the bluesman because he makes him feel. The pure notes and the trembling ones penetrate his body, soothe his soul, his heartbeat and breath barely perceptible. The bluesman sees this, knows the poet gets it, drives deeper and deeper into the night. Kansas City by Linda K. Davis. The long blue moan of a lone saxophone from a matchbook apartment is answered by the blast from a taxi cab, polyrhythmic heels cross steel streets. Sweet jazz seeps out sidewalk grates and escapes like a vapor in the soft rain. A man in lizard shoes steps into the club, greets the man in the straw hat with a drumbeat on the table. He opens his collar, pushes up his sleeves, moves to the piano bench where fingers soft shoe a riff. Drums kick up the pulse. Reed asks a question. Brass answers. Keyboard rolls it round and around, telling it like it is. And the stand-up bass is slap happy tonight. Untitled Number 3 by Brandon Whitehead. So, I'm sitting out on the sidewalk in front of Prospero's Books late at night, watching the traffic go by, beeping and honking with lights flashing like they're talking, while the people wander in and out of the bar on the corner, yuppies and bums, strippers and poets, dancing so they don't get too close, like they're magnets or something, polarized for their own protection from each other, each on a course that's evasive at best. Doing laundry, getting tattoos, beer, the daily news with cigarettes and coffee, eating and walking, talking and drinking in little shops. It's a last supper out here, and each apostle's got his job to do, leaving scorch marks on the concrete, bits of paper with old numbers under empty cups. This is primordial stuff, this mulligan stew of us. Give it heat and pressure and some strange green lightning bolt, and 39th Street might sit up, scratch its ass, and mutter. And what would it say about you or me while we hang on for our lives like we do every day, and still are, sitting on the sidewalk, drifting down the street, like we're secret words written with invisible ink on ancient tea leaves that get scattered by celestial winds that no one ever reads. We touched on relationships earlier, but this next set of poems deals with more personal and intimate relationships. This would be the perfect time to publicly thank Prospero's Books for so generously supporting this program, because the first poem in this set is by one of Prospero's co-owners, Will Leatham. Remember Prospero's Books on 39th Street that was mentioned in one of the poems in the last set? Well, you will find many books there by local authors, including books with most of the poems we're sharing tonight. The second poem in this set is by Kathy Hughes, an artist in many mediums, who knows how to get her point across in very few words. The next two poems are more works by Gregory Sinek. The last poem in this set is about codependent relationships, written by that powerhouse poet, Jeanette Powers.
Of Being by Will Leatham. Of being, I am not so quite tired yet, and so, with a shave, a button, and a brush, a clean shirt, if I can find one, I push about the stuff of appearance, skin and hair, fashion and aspiration, mold and image, a tad more passable, for all those so interested others. And thus, off I'll go, if not into the wild blue, at least into the yonder unlived hours. And like children upon whom the minutes descend, begging admittance, how it is that I will fill them is up to me. though alone, is not how I had dreamed it would be. And there are, will be, have been, adventures, cowboys and Indians, spacemen and women, skyscrapers, long voyages across the sea, and simply a man or two on a stool playing guitar. And there are, will be, have been, fields of want ripening in the late sun, dry to the touch, stalks cheerily waving, only partially obscuring the ever-alert seconds waiting at the bus stop on a man carrying his scythe.
All That by Kathy Hughes. You once were all that and more. You were once the center of my universe. Fell behind the times, failed to read the signs. It doesn't matter what you say now. You just aren't that important anymore.
Facsimile by Gregory Sinek. I'll fax that right over, sweetheart, that other version of myself, the one you seem to want, the one you say I should be. A mannequin who always pays attention, takes care of your every need, ensures you're never lonely. This facsimile of myself, it'll look so like me that few will guess but you. You'll know it's fake. So why do you want it so? To put it in a frame? Show it to your friends? A public exhibition, perhaps? An opening with champagne and caviar? A closing, too. Take it down. Put it away to gather dust with other remnants of your past. No need for the original. The copy's so superior. You see, it's the perfect me, this facsimile.
Intimacy by Gregory Sinek. Among other things, intimacy involves not using someone else's toothbrush. And celibacy remains an option.
All Aboard by Jeanette Powers.
Ticket, please.
The conductor tips his hat with a wink and a nod as we get on the greatest one-way train wreck we will ever, never disembark from. All aboard the one and only codependent train. It takes off from the station and we solemnly swear to never get off, to never look back. We only need each other. Codependent, 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 choo-choo. And off we go to nowhere, because these train tracks meet back up right where they started.
Stop one.
Where I support and enable your excuses for not actually doing anything. You are so great. You are so talented. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything. I'll help you. I'll put what I'm doing on the back burner. I'll let it burn. I'll let my house burn down. I'll do anything to help you because you have so much potential.
Stop two.
Where you definitely don't get off this express trip to Depressionville. Instead, you say,
all I ever needed was someone to believe in me and do things for me. My parents are to blame. They did everything for me. They wouldn't let me be me, but you see me. You are going to make me be as great as you think I am.
We sit on opposite sides of the sleeper car, wide awake and silent treatment until...
Stop three.
I say, I'm running out of steam. I don't have another mile in me. I'm broken. I'm worthless. I can't do anything right. I might as well die. I'm a fraud. I'm totally derailed. And then cry those tears, which are the currency in this calamity we call a relationship. And you arrive, just on cue, to the rescue.
Stop four.
Together now.
I always fix you.
You are perfect.
You are better than other people.
If you just hold me closer, kiss me more, tell me sweet nothings,
close the door to everyone and everything outside this moving train, I'll put your life over mine, and we will live happily together forever.
Stop five.
The locomotive keeps us chugging through because I'm going to be sure you always have that next bottle of whiskey, because I know what you need when you are down. And if you drown, that'll be just fine. I already knew everything was all my fault. And you are going to be sure to keep telling me everything I do is perfect, because I just want to be so perfect, you know. And if I fail, that'll be just fine. You've just been dying to see me taken down a peg or two.
Main station.
We sacrifice ourselves and resent. We stand up for ourselves and guilt.
That's the ticket.
This is the one-track mind that keeps us both forever the victim and never really to blame. Round and round and round through the denial, the poor self-image, the back-breaking compliance, and oh, darling, the mighty engineer hands ever on the controls. So I can make you do all my bidding, and I can do all of yours. Codependent. Choo-choo!
All aboard!
The next six poems deal with nature and everyday activities. The first poem is by Larry Welling, whose background is scientific technical writing. It's interesting to note that several of these poets make their living in the left-brained world, but they find release through creative writing. The second in this set is another poem by Michelle Pond. The third poem is by Patrick Dobson, a history teacher, an iron worker, and a published author of two nonfiction books. The last three poems in this set are by Sylvia Koffler, poet and English professor who travels the world and is part of the Writer's Place on Pennsylvania Avenue. Earth and Sky by Larry Welling. Sparks rising from the fire float upward towards the stars, some in straight lines, some in spirals, higher, ever higher. Burnt offerings they seem to be from Mother Earth to Father Sky, payments of a certain kind, for gifts of sun and wind and rain, the earth gives thanks, and the sky responds in the twinkling of a million eyes. Immigration by Michelle Pond. The backyards meet and are divided by a fence, a wire wall with many openings. The neighbors planted tiger lilies that crossed this border and took up residence on my property. I welcomed them. Their beauty was reason enough, but they also brought back memories of my aunt and uncle, my first home, and the orange blossoms that lined the driveway. I wonder if different owners thought the plants moved from my yard into theirs. If so, did they complain that these lilies didn't belong there? I hope not. Why should it matter where the flowers came from when all they did was enhance the landscape? School Bus by Patrick Dobson. The man at the corner stands with daughter in hand, ready to put her on the bus. Flash of yellow and fists of smoke. And the man is alone. He waits a moment. Backfire, woodpecker trill, chainsaw whine and hammer fall. He looks at his shoes when he walks away. He leaves a hole that hangs there all day. The Joys of Flight by Sylvia Koffler. Arrive early for check-in for a briefer line during peak travel hours. Check baggage. It's worth the extra fee not to lug anything more than a little shoulder bag through security and to avoid squeezing bags into fought-over overhead compartments. Bring an actual book that requires no charging while en route, because the charging stations are crowded with travelers lost without electronic umbilical cords. Be happy you arrive at your destination reasonably on schedule, even when your luggage doesn't. After all, as one highly professional, burly male flight attendant once told his weary travelers, "Well, at least we got you here in one piece." Be thankful for it.
Nursing the Home by Sylvia Koffler. Let's use wood flooring for the ceiling. It'll look sharp.
Yes, That's a good solution for the dining room ceiling. It'll be easy to remove boards if we have another plumbing leak. Rusty water, seeping blood from old pipes.
We push and cajole wooden planks into place, fit tongues into grooves, and groan as we stand on ladders to install our new ceiling.
We disagree about methods, but keep on fitting and straining our necks.
Admiring our new ceiling, we smile, drive to the hardware store to find new fittings for the chandelier to attach to our gleaming new floor ceiling.
We need a longer metal rod to hang the light fixture from and rummage through numerous little drawers stuffed with screws, washers, and nuts. Discover the right section, the drawers labeled lamp nipples.
The chandelier's dangling glow is nourishment for tired muscle.
The Ladder Acrobat by Sylvia Koffler. First comes the selection, aluminum or wooden ladder, and then the needed size. The wooden ladder is heavier. The aluminum ladder, lighter, with a higher point of gravity. Lighter is better. And whoever reads the instruction manual. The plaster cast needs to be worn for 3 more weeks. This next poem will set you up for these hot summer days. It's another one by Gregory Sinek. Idol by Gregory Sinek. I did little today, just the bare essentials. I want to do less tomorrow, just breathe and feel idle, alive. We will close tonight with one of my co-hosts' poems. Jason Prue is an IT specialist, publisher of podcasts and blogs, and poet extraordinaire. Now that we've got you all relaxed by the previous poem, brace your summer selves for something unexpected.
BYOB by Jason Prue. Open the cooler.
The cooler.
Dump in the ice.
The ice.
Crawl into the cooler.
The cooler.
Bury yourself in the ice.
The ice.
Close the cooler.
The cooler.
Subsist on the ice.
The ice.
Wait inside the cooler.
The cooler.
Wait deep down in the ice.
The ice.
And when that cooler lid cracks open, wake yourself and watch for a warm hand blindly reaching for an icy bottle. Offer your frozen grip instead and clasp tight. Give a firm shake. Let that unseen seeker know you're a man, a cold and collapsible man, very refreshing and able to offer a real insider's perspective on what it takes to be thermally dynamic.
We hope you are motivated to learn more about the many local venues for poetry. It would be awesome if you, yourself, are now inspired to start writing about your thoughts and feelings. Thank you for sharing your evening with us, Rosina Bomley and Jason Prue. Please remember to come see Shots in the Night at the Fringe Festival. Again, go to kcfringe.org to get information about our schedule and how to get a button and a ticket. Good night.